This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. A bill to repeal Louisiana's income tax has been filed. It awaits hearing in the House Ways and Means Committee. Columbia Representative Neil Reiser says it's time to relieve Louisianians of rising costs by eliminating taxes.
We've had inflation. Insurance been going up on automobiles, home, liability. In my opinion, it's time we give that money back to the taxpayer. Would have shown to have about a 7-time multiplier back in the local economy.
There's been talk at the Capitol for several years about repealing the state's income tax. Reiser's bill would eliminate state taxes on income starting January 1st, 2026.
If you remember, JFK said, we've thrown our hat over the wall, now we must go get it. I'm throwing our hat over the wall. So it's time to quit talking about it. So we'll bring it for Ways and Means and see if everybody's serious about it. I know I am.
It's estimated the amount the state of Louisiana would lose in revenue is around $4.5 billion if the state repeals the income tax. Reiser says Louisiana could offset that revenue by getting rid of dozens of different tax credits and rebates.
The straight-up easiest way to do it is we run about $9 billion of rebates and credits inside this state that's accumulated since the 1930s. You just go and take that percentage out and give it back to the people. And that's roughly about $4.5 billion.
Reiser notes that nearby states of Florida and Texas have no income tax. During an appearance on Fox News America Reports, Governor Jeff Landry said he sent letters to all Louisiana college boards encouraging them to implement a policy that student-athletes be present during the national anthem.
The national anthem is as much a part of American sports as is the actual game that's being played. And the fact that there is not a policy and it says, listen, these players are going to be out there and respect the flag and respect those that go out there and protect us is really disrespectful in and of itself.
Landry posted on social media Tuesday morning after the LSU Lady Tigers were not on the court for the national anthem Monday night. He wants such policies implemented that student-athletes risk their athletic scholarships if they aren't present. When asked if the athletes would be required to stand.
That's what the university should put in place. They should. Everybody should respect the flag. If you don't like it, well, guess what? You don't have to play the sport.
The Republican said the fact that Iowa players were present for the national anthem and the LSU players weren't only highlighted the issue and sparked a social media post.
And what we're going to do is work in Louisiana and say, listen, college athletes need to understand that in order to be truly united, in order to truly have civics and civility, we all need to be united under one flag and respect that anthem.
Landry's post also included, above respect for the game is a deeper respect for those that serve to protect us and unite us under one flag. I'm Corey Crow. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.